Hey, what's going on? This is Troy, and this is the Planet 76 Podcast, your source for Sixers news, highlights, hot takes, and more. Welcome to the show. All right, Sixers fans, welcome in to another episode of Planet 76. And a super short episode for this one. It's been a while, as you might have noticed, but we're back. Just myself, Troy, one of your co-hosts for this episode, to break down the Sixers' last couple games, both of which at home, and both of which resulting in a loss for the Sixers, something rare. Back-to-back home losses, but for that to happen on back-to-back nights, Friday and Saturday, so a tough weekend in Philadelphia for the Sixers and for the Eagles, if you follow them too, dropping to the Giants and settling for a wild card spot, losing out on the division to the Dallas Cowboys. But anyway, Sixers drop to the New York Knicks and the Utah Jazz again, both games happening at home. I just wanted to record a quick episode. Mike will be back next episode, full length, to, you know, kind of break down that action even, and, Sixers upcoming games as well for a full episode. But tonight, for the purpose of this one, just breaking down those two games. So 128-92 was the final score of the Sixers and Knicks game on Friday night. And it really was that kind of game. Sixers had chances, I guess, third quarter to get back in it. But the Knicks really just outplayed the Sixers in every facet of the game. They outscored the Sixers 41-25 in the second quarter, and 35-16 in the fourth. So two monster quarters to put the Sixers away by 36 points at home to lose to the Knicks is not ideal. Joel Embiid did play in that one. He kept his 30 and 10 streak alive just barely with a 30 and 10, 30 point, 10 rebound performance against the Knicks. But other than that, not much to write home about. You know, the Sixers did not play well. And then they follow that up on Saturday without Melton, who's been out for a little bit. Embiid didn't play, and Tobias Harris didn't play. So three starters for the Sixers were down against the Utah Jazz, and it showed as the Sixers fell again by a score. What was the score in that one? So the Sixers-Jazz was 120-109, so another double-digit loss for the Sixers in this one. And really, there's two things I can point to for both of these games. So again, to summarize, you know, one weekend of Sixers basketball at home, Friday night, Saturday night, you know, just a little bit over even 24 hours time between these two losses. And, you know, two things really come to mind as to how the Sixers were, able to lose both of these games. So one, was the three-point shooting and the difference in three-point shooting from the Sixers and their opponents, specifically in the Knicks game. So the Sixers made just 6 threes on 23 attempts against the Knicks. Meanwhile, the New York Knicks made 18 threes, right? As I just mentioned, the Sixers lost the game by 36 points, and the Knicks beat the Sixers beyond the arc by 12 threes, which is 36 points. So you do the math. The reason the Sixers lost this game was because of the difference in disparity between three-point shooting between the two teams. So that was a major thing. And then on Saturday night, Sixers weren't able to right the ship even again. Their three-point shooting was even worse. They made 7 threes this time, but that was on 38 attempts from the three-point territory, 18.4%. Just not going to get it done. Home, away, doesn't matter. That is not good. Tyrese Maxey, Kelly Oubre Jr., and Nicholas Batum, all starters in this one, they combined to shoot 2-for-19 from beyond the arc. 2-for-19 from three guys in your starting lineup is not good, all right? The second thing that you can attribute these two losses to is something I mentioned a moment ago, is injuries in the starting lineup. So obviously, DeAnthony Melton did not go in either of these games. Joel Embiid went and won. Tobias Harris went and won but got injured against the Knicks. None of those guys played against the Jazz. They were missing Covington, too, against the Jazz. And this is a team that finds great pride in their depth, but they weren't able to overcome the absence of those three starters primarily. And that's been a story throughout Joel Embiid's career. When Joel Embiid doesn't play, how well do the Sixers play? Now, you kind of makes sense. When you're missing the reigning MVP, you're probably going to be a little worse. But again, for a team that has a lot of depth and takes a lot of pride in that, you would like to see the Sixers take care of the Jazz at home. But it only adds fuel to that conversation, is this thought of, this team isn't very good without Joel Embiid on the floor. So, again, not a really good weekend for the Sixers. Again, I don't know the last time that's happened, losing back-to-back at home on back-to-back nights specifically. Doesn't happen often. Again, it's probably happened more recently than I would think, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. So, Sixers fall, just, again, not a good weekend in Philadelphia, but I will have another full-length episode coming your way in a few days. But as for this one, and this one's a wrap, Planet 76, and Sixers drop two in a row at home against the New York Knicks and the Utah Jazz due to two things: three-point shooting and the disparity, and then some key players missing action against the Jazz. We'll see you next time on Planet 76.
You just listened to an episode of the Planet 76 podcast. Hey, we appreciate you joining us for this episode. Whatever platform you're on, why don't you hit that subscribe button for us, and we'll see you next time.